This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says he will withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th because the country cannot justify staying there two decades after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. The U.S. leader said in a speech he is now the fourth president to oversee an American troop presence in Afghanistan, two Republicans and two Democrats, and vowed not to pass on the responsibilities to a fifth president.
With the terror threat right now in many places, keeping thousands of troops grounded and concentrated in just one country at a cost of billions each year makes little sense to me and to our leaders.
Several prominent senators of the opposition Republican Party are assailing Biden's troop withdrawal decision. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said in a statement, "Precipitously withdrawing U.S. forces from Afghanistan is a grave mistake." Senator Lindsey Graham, a close ally of former President Donald Trump, said President Biden will have, in essence, canceled an insurance policy against another 9/11. Bernie Madoff, the financier who pleaded guilty to orchestrating the largest Ponzi scheme in history, has died in a federal prison. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Madoff died at the Federal Medical Center in Butner, North Carolina, apparently from natural causes. Last year, Madoff's lawyers filed court papers to try to get the 82-year-old released from prison, saying he had suffered from end-stage renal disease and other chronic medical conditions. That request denied. Madoff admitted swindling thousands of clients out of billions of dollars in investments over decades. At the time of his arrest, fake account statements were telling clients they had holdings worth $60 billion. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. Denmark has become the first in the world to decide not to resume use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine following reports of rare blood clots. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Danish medical officials say the vaccine has not been scrapped, and it's not the case that it cannot be used, the nation having some 200,000 doses in fridges with an expiry date in June. Denmark first put its AstraZeneca vaccines on hold as a precautionary measure on March 11 after a 60-year-old woman died in Denmark with blood clots after she received the vaccine. Danish health authorities have said they have no evidence the vaccine was responsible for her death. The epidemic is largely under control in the country, and Danes have plenty of the Pfizer vaccine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India's coronavirus infections reached a record on Wednesday as crowds of pilgrims gathered for a religious festival despite oxygen shortages at some hospitals and strict coronavirus curbs in other areas. Reuters' Eimear McCarthy reports.
After reporting less than 10,000 cases per day earlier this year, India has been the world's worst-hit country since April 2nd. The government blames a widespread failure to heed curbs on movement and social interaction. India on Tuesday said it will fast-track emergency approvals for COVID-19 vaccines authorized by Western countries and Japan, paving the way for possible imports of Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson and Moderna shots. The move will exempt companies from carrying out local safety trials. India has the biggest global vaccine manufacturing capacity and had exported tens of millions of doses before its own demand skyrocketed and led to a shortage in some states.
That's Reuters' Eimear McCarthy. Iran's supreme leader on Wednesday dismissed initial offers at talks in Vienna to save Tehran's tattered nuclear deal as not worth looking at, attempting to pressure world powers after an attack on the country's main nuclear enrichment site. The comments by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has final say on all matters of state in Iran, came one day after a day that saw Iran's president similarly ratchet up pressure over the accord. European powers, meanwhile, warned Tehran that its actions were particularly regrettable and dangerous. The talks have already been thrown into disarray by a weekend attack on Iran's main Natanz nuclear enrichment site, suspected to have been carried out by Israel. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.